Just a week ago, Czech neo-Nazis fought a battle with police who prevented them from marching through a Romani neighbourhood of a North Bohemian town. With the extremists threatening more of the same, one Romani group has issued a stark warning to the government. If far-right extremism is not addressed, there could be mass emigration amongst the country's Romani population. Jan Richter has the story.
When around 500 supporters of the far-right Workers' Party were prevented from marching through a Romani ghetto in Litvinov last Monday, a three-hour battle with the police ensued. The local authorities had failed to bend the march or even disband it once the masked and in many cases armed radicals gathered for the protest. Even more alarmingly, the marching neo-Nazis were cheered by non-Roma locals who openly sympathised with the protesters. Milan Ferenc, the head of a Romani association in Karvina, Northern Moravia, has written to the government, warning that if such scenes are repeated, many members of his community will leave the country.
There are quite a lot of us here in Karvina, so these are natural reactions, natural worries that something similar to Litvinov might happen here too. We fear that we might have to hide and not leave our homes during the day to avoid being attacked.
Romani emigration from the Czech Republic has occurred in the past. In 1997, the government of Canada reintroduced visas for Czech citizens after a large number of Romanis applied for asylum in the country. In the last decade, many Roma families have also left for the United Kingdom. Kumar Vishwanathan has worked with the Romani community in North Moravia for a number of years. He believes that although the community is very concerned by the threat of racial violence, for most Romanis, emigration is not a practical option.
I really think that the Roma are extremely concerned and extremely upset about what is happening. And it's not just the Roma. A lot of people whom I know for the majority, the Czech majority, are extremely concerned that slowly the level of violence, the threat of a large-scale conflict is growing and that it should be addressed as soon as possible and properly. I do think that some families might decide to leave for fear of their children and women. But on the other hand, I think most people will have no opportunity to go abroad.
The government has announced plans to ban the far-right Workers' Party. However, experts say a much more comprehensive approach is needed to deal with the issue of Romani ghettos. Kumar Vishwanathan again.
I think we need good, committed and sustained field work, community work. I think that's what is extremely important now. As far as banning the right-wing extremist party, the Zelenitska strana, the Workers' Party, I think that's what the government can do. The rest of the things should be done by the civic society, building bridges between the non-Roma and the Roma in Yanov, trying to heal the wounds that are really there.
An agency aimed at combating the social exclusion of Romanis was established by the government in January this year, but it hasn't done much due to a lack of funding and disputes among the members of the government. Sociologists say that if the situation is not dealt with soon, extremists will gain even more public support and eventually win positions in municipal and regional governments. In the meantime, the town of Litvinov will have to brace itself for more violence. Three more marches are expected to take place between now and the end of the year.
Jan Richter with that report. Now, a rare collection of stamps bearing the likeness of French Emperor Napoleon has gone on exhibit at Slavkov or Austerlitz Chateau on the anniversary of the Battle of the Three.